Chapter 65. The Crowning of King Jesus. The wicked people see Jesus. Jesus is sitting on his throne, high above the city. Jesus' throne is on a foundation of polished gold. Gathered around Jesus are all the angels and righteous people who belong to his kingdom. No language can describe the power and glory of Jesus. No artist can paint a true picture of the glory. The glory of the eternal Father is covering his Son. The brightness of Jesus fills the city of God. The light from Jesus flows out past the gates. The whole earth is filled with Jesus' glory. The redeemed people who had once eagerly served Satan stand nearest to Jesus' throne. These people had accepted Jesus' loving call and followed their Savior with deep, strong loyalty. Next are the saved people who perfected Christian characters when surrounded by unfaithfulness and deceit. These people honored God's law when the Christian world said God's law was not important. And there around the throne are the millions of people of all ages who were killed for their faith. Beyond is the great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, Jesus. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. Revelation 7, verse 9. God's people have won the fight against evil. These people had accepted Jesus and received their reward. The palm branch in each hand is a symbol of victory. The white robes of the saved represent the pure righteousness of Christ. Christ's righteousness is now their righteousness. The redeemed people sing a song of praise that echoes and echoes again through the heavens. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Revelation 7. Verse 10. Angels unite their voices in praise and honor to God. Jesus' people have seen the power and evil of Satan. Now they understand, as never before, that no power but Jesus' power could have given them victory. No person or angel in that huge crowd says he received salvation by his own power and goodness. The saved people say nothing about what they have done or suffered. The central purpose of every song is to praise God and give thanks to Him for the salvation He gave. The final crowning of Jesus happens in the presence of all the holy angels and saved people, and all the evil angels and wicked people. The King of Kings now has the greatest and highest of all glory and power. With everybody looking and listening, Jesus passes final judgment upon the rebels against his government. The people who have rebelled against Jesus' law and persecuted his people are punished. The Apostle John saw this final judgment in vision. John describes the vision in Revelation 20, verse 11-12. Then I saw a great white throne, and him, Jesus, who was seated on it, the throne. Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The books of record are opened. As soon as Jesus looks at the wicked people, they remember every sin they have ever done. The wicked people see where they began to do wrong. The wicked people realize how pride and rebellion caused them to disobey the law of God. As if written in letters of fire, the wicked see the temptations they encouraged in their lives by sinning. They see the blessings they misused and God's mercy that they rejected because they did not repent. A moving picture of Earth's history. Above the throne, the cross of Jesus is seen in the sky. Then, the same as a great motion picture, Adam's temptation and sin appears. Next, the steps in God's great plan to save sinners are shown. Everyone sees Jesus' humble birth, his early life of obedience, his baptism in Jordan, and his hunger and temptations in the wilderness. Then Jesus' public ministry is shown as he explains to people heaven's most precious blessings. Jesus' days filled with acts of love and mercy appear. Jesus' nights of prayer and watching in the quietness, alone in the mountains, are shown. The saved people and the wicked people continue watching as the picture in the sky shows Jesus persecuted for his acts of love. They see Jesus' terrible agony in Gethsemane when he was crushed from carrying the sins of the whole world. Jesus is given to the mob of people who want to kill him. The picture in the sky continues. The people see the terrible night when Jesus' best-loved disciples left him alone. They see Jesus roughly pushed through the streets of Jerusalem. They see Jesus in front of Annas and condemned in the high priest's palace. They see Jesus in the judgment hall of Pilate, then before the cowardly, cruel Herod. Jesus is laughed at, insulted, beaten, and condemned to die.
And now the righteous people and the people outside the gates of the New Jerusalem see the final events of Christ's earthly life. They see the suffering Jesus walking the path to Calvary. They see Jesus hanging upon the cross. Everyone watches the priests and mob laugh at Jesus as he dies on the cross. Then everyone sees the strange darkness, the earthquake, and the open graves that marked the moment when the world's Redeemer died. The terrible events are shown exactly as they happened. Satan, his angels, and his followers have no power to stop watching the things they have done. Each one remembers his own wicked acts. Herod killed the innocent children of Bethlehem. He was hoping to destroy the king of Israel. Herod remembers what he did. Herodias remembers her evil acts. Herodias is guilty for having John the Baptist killed. All the people who had Jesus condemned and crucified see themselves: the weak Pilate, the mocking soldiers, the priests and rulers, and the large crowd of angry people who cried, "His blood be on us and on our children." These people see their terrible guilt. They try to hide from Jesus, whose face shines brighter than the glory of the sun. The redeemed people lay their crowns at Jesus' feet, saying, "He died for me." Among the redeemed people are the apostles of Jesus. There stands the brave Paul, the eager Peter, the loved and loving John, with the other true-hearted disciples. With them also are the great group of martyrs. Outside the walls of the holy city, with every evil and horrible thing, are the people who persecuted and killed the martyrs. Cruel Nero had enjoyed watching the terrible sufferings of the Christians whom he persecuted. Now Nero sees them safe and happy with Jesus. Nero's mother is present. She sees the results of her own work in the evil character of her son. She sees that the evil desires she had encouraged by her influence resulted in crimes that caused the world to shake in horror. Priests and ministers, who said they were Christ's representatives, watch. These people had tried to control the consciences of God's people by using cruel persecution. In this group are proud priests who tried to be higher than God by thinking they could change his holy law. These priests must answer to God for their wicked acts. The priests cannot be excused. too late, these men realize that the mighty God watches over his law. God will not excuse the guilty. Too late, the priests realize that God is interested in the sufferings of his people. The priests now understand what Jesus meant when he said, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Matthew 25, verse 40, TEV. At the judgment of God. All the wicked people of the world stand before the judgment of God. The wicked are accused of rebellion against the government of heaven. They have no excuse and no one to plead for them. Eternal death is their punishment. Everyone finally understands that the wages of sin is not freedom and eternal life, but slavery and death. The wicked people see what they have lost by their life of rebellion. They despised the gift of eternal life when eternal life was offered them. But how desirable eternal life appears now. With broken hearts, the lost people say, "All this I might have had, but I chose not to thank God. I have exchanged peace, happiness, and honor for misery, despair, and death." The wicked people realize that God has been fair in his judgment of them. By living rebellious lives, the wicked had said, "We will not have Jesus to rule over us." The wicked watch carefully as Jesus is crowned. They see in Jesus' hands the tables of the divine law that they despised and disobeyed. The wicked people see and hear the shout of wonder, joy, and love from the saved people of God. The marvelous, beautiful music from inside the city reaches the wicked people outside. With one voice, the wicked say, "How great and wonderful are your deeds! King of the nations, how right and true are your ways!" Revelation 15, verse 3. Falling to the ground, the wicked people worship Jesus, the Prince of Life.